Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight we're going to be doing Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We're in the middle of Siman Reish Nun Beis. We are, in fact, in the middle of Se'if Aleph, when the last thing we had learned in Se'if Aleph was that the Shulchan Aruch said that it's mutter to sell something to an Einu Yehudi and let him walk out of your house carrying the item that you just sold to him, Samach L'chashecha, when it's close to dark, but he's got to get out of your house before dark. He's got to get out of your house before Shabbos when he's carrying the item that you had just sold to him. So says the Ramav, Yesh Matirin Shiyotzi Einu that there is a way to make it that it's even mutter for him to walk out with it on Shabbos if you were miyachid a makom in your house for him on Shabbos, because then it's ki'ilu, it's in his house already. I mean, if you're miyachid a makom in your house for him, so then it's like he's almost like a renter, and therefore he's allowed to take the item out even on Shabbos according to this yesh matirin. However, the Rama writes yesh la'achmir, but we shouldn't rely on this yesh matirin. We should be machmir that even if you're miyachid a makom, it's not good enough. Ayin kamat sim shin chafei. So if you take a look in the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yud Im Yichid Svarasam, the Svara for this Yesh Matirim is Tavi Ki'ilu Kvar Munach Bebeis Shaleinu Yehudi. If you're a Miyachin, a Makom for him in your house, it's as if it's in his house, and therefore it's not a problem. But the Rama said, don't rely on it. V'yesh la'achmir. Why v'yesh la'achmir? K'deish la'hargil le'inu yudi b'kach. We don't want him to get in the habit of this, of taking things out of your house on Shabbos. V'ayin b'achronim sheskimu d'medina in la'akal b'zeh. The achronim say that min adin, we should follow the yesh la'achmir of the Rama. We should not be makel about this. D'kaim l'an b'sim tof mem, gam gabe chometz d'lo mani b'yichil l'makom, because we're not big believers in the power of miyachid l'makom. That we're going to see in Ilchus Pesach that an Einu Yehudi has chametz in your house, that's a problem. And just being miyachid lo makom in your house is not good enough for chametz. Plus, over here, anyone who sees the guy taking something out of your house is not going to know that you were miyachid a makom for him. They're going to think that the Jew told him to take it out of his house on Shabbos. So we should not rely on this yesh matirim unless there's a real, real need, unless it's a major, serious situation of loss or a big need. The ime einu yehudi alom. However, if this einu yehudi is an intimidating character, he's a strong man, he's a powerful person, then you don't even need yichud l'makom. Then it's just amuter. The chum, we're never going to be goes there that, oh no, we're worried about what people are going to think if they see a guy carrying something out of your house. If the guy is, if he's a mob boss or something, and you don't know what he could do to you. So that's not going to, the whole gzeru won't apply. So essentially what we're saying is that yichud l'makom is of little utility. Because when it's not a major tzorech, you can't rely on it. And when it is a major tzorech, you don't even need it. Kosovol as Tamid, the old Tamid writes, Niridim Hiskiris Acheder Leinu Yudi Bepruta al Meshach Yom HaShabbos, Ein Lach Mirklal Ein Sham. If you actually rent him a space, it's not just Yichud Lamakom, but you actually rent him a space, then we don't have to be Machmer at all, according to the old Tamid. Avl Magen Avram, Shari Yachonim Kosovol Davil Beschiris Acheder Leinu Smuch La'akel. But the Magen Avram disagrees and says, no, the bottom line is, it's your house, so everyone's going to see that he's taking something out of your house, even if you actually rented him a space for a pruta or something, that's not going to be good enough. So again, if it's a situation where you're miyachid him a makom, so we're not going to be happy to rely on that. If it's a situation where you rented him a space, then it's a machlokas between the oldest tamid and the Magen Avram, whether you can rely on that and then allow him to take things out of your house on Shabbos. So that is Si'if Aleph. Now moving on to Si'if Beis, or at least the beginning of Si'if Beis. Umutr litin begadav lekoves einu Yehudi. This is very nogel lemaisa. A person is allowed to bring his clothing into the dry cleaners on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos. Va'oros la'abdon, or a little less than maisa, your leathers to be tanned right before Shabbos. Pirushu umen shamabin misakin ha'oros. An abdon is the name of the profession of the guy who tans leather. Samach l'chashecha. You could do that right before dark, right before Shabbos. provided that the following conditions are met. Im katzas lo damim, that there's a set price, that the price is not going to fluctuate, it's not going to change, it's not going to be determined based on how quickly or slowly he gets the job done. No, it's already a determined price, like every dry cleaners has a preset price for what they charge for a shirt and for a suit and for, right? Katzas lo damim, o sha'osa osam b'tovasana, or at the very least, if it's not katzas lo damim, it has to at least be that that the guy's not getting paid at all, he's just doing it for some previous favor you had done for him. The second condition that has to be met is you could not have instructed him to do it on Shabbos. And third condition is Vigam Shiyasa Einu Yehudi Amalacha Beveso. The Einu Yehudi has to be doing it in his property. It doesn't have to be his house. It just means his property, not in your house. So if those three conditions are met, you could bring the clothing into the dry cleaner right before Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Litein Begadav, Uadin L'Sharim Malachas. It doesn't have to be about clothing and laundering. It could be any Malacha. You know, the car to the mechanic, anything. Vatam, Dekevin, the Kotz of Lodom, and Bat Malachto, since there's a set price for the Malacha, and you're not demanding that he do it like right now. So when he chooses to do it on a Saturday morning because he's got plenty of time, then that's his choice. You're not picking it up till Monday anyway. So as far as you're concerned, it didn't have to be done on Shabbos. He's doing that for his own benefit. It's got to be you also need to get it out of your house before Shabbos begins, and that relates to what we learned in the previous Sif. Im katzat, so condition number one is that there had to be a set price. Hainu sach yodua, a known price for the job, velo schir yom, not that you pay him by the day. Vayin sim reish mem zayin sif beizdim hisli moshitin lo schar v'yispasher imo, afal bishalo perish kamiyitin lo dino ke katzat. We learned previously that even if you didn't name the price, you just said that I'm going to pay you for this job, and we'll come up with a reasonable amount, that's also like katzat. Ubizman azeh kelim lekovei stam adino kekatzat zekitzvasa yadua v'lechein aminik pashal litneim erev Shabbos samach lechashecha. Nowadays, every dry cleaner has set prices for everything, and therefore that's considered katzat, even if you never spoke about the price. I go and drop my clothing off at the dry cleaner, they don't mention anything about price, I never ask them anything about price, because I know they charge me whatever they charge, always. So it doesn't have to be mentioned every time. That's still considered katzat lo damin. Siv katan tasvav betovas hana'a. If you're not going to be kotzit zamim, then it has to be that he's doing it for tovas hana'a. What does that mean? Haynu shenisratze inu yudi lasos lo b'chinam, that he was willing to do this job for you for free. V'amrin demestamu b'shvil eizu tovas shasol eizol metchila, where we could assume it's because he owed you a favor. V'alkein atayti din avshei kavit, so he's doing it on his own volition. Siv katan tazayin, the second condition was you cannot have asked him to do the job on Shabbos. V'chein amamr l'koveis, rei shani tzarech lem b'motzai Shabbos, gon shorot zalisa miyad You can't go to the guy a minute before Shabbos and say, do this whenever you want, but I'm picking it up right after Shabbos because I got a plane to catch right after Shabbos. No, that's the same thing as asking him to do it on Shabbos. So that's no good. You need to give him enough time that he could theoretically do it after Shabbos. And Sivkatan Yod Zayin Biveso, the third qualification was he has to do it in his own home. The point over here is not in your home. It doesn't have to be in his home. It could be in his shop. It could be just not in your home. Because if he's doing it in your home, it looks like you've asked him to do it. That the Chayadim writes that if he's doing this malacha in your home, it's asr even if everybody knows that this is the kind of job where you get paid by the job and you could do it on your own time, and no one's going to think you're paying him by the day to work for you on Shabbos, which would have been more problematic. So everyone knows that they don't pay the gardeners by the hour. Everyone knows that the gardener comes and he comes when he comes, and you pay for the job. Still, it's still going to be awesome because people are going to think that you told him to do it on Shabbos. So to summarize what we learned today, we learned basically two points. Point number one was from Sif Aleph, that you can't have a guy take things from your house that you just sold to him on Shabbos. But if you were miyachid makom, the Rama says that there are some mekilim and we shouldn't rely on them. There's more room for leniency if you aren't just miyach in makom, but you rented him a makom. That's at least a machlokas. And then we said there's even more room for leniency if he's an ish alam, if he's a strong man who can intimidate you. Then the second thing we learned is that you can drop off clothing at the cleaners before Shabbos if the following three conditions are met. Number one, that there's a set price or he's doing it for free. Number two is that you don't ask him to do it on Shabbos nor demand of make it so that the timing is that he can only do it on Shabbos. And number three, that he doesn't do the work in your house. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow after the 10 o'clock Marav, we will pick up with the Ramah on the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Okay.